Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 56th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended the Lord, their Lord, the king of Egypt, speaking of Pharaoh. Verse 2, and Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of his butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, where the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in a ward. So he's cast into this prison. He's with the butler. Joseph is the butler, and the baker is cast into prison. And by the way, when we look at the title of the word butler, it means he was in charge of Pharaoh's vineyard, his wine cellar, and his personal cupbearer. As we find later in this story, he was his kind. You know how you see where before a king or a pharaoh or somebody in authority would drink, the cupbearer would drink it first to make sure that it wasn't poisoned, you know, and they'd watch if he didn't fall over dead. Okay, I guess it's good, you know. Anyway, that was he was in charge of that. Not just the cupbearer, he was in charge of the vineyard where they grew the grapes for the wine, and he made the wine, made to be the finest wine. That's what he did, okay? He was right next to the king. And then there was the baker, and the baker was in charge of Pharaoh's kitchen and food, and don't you know that was important? So two things that these men were in charge of, the food and the drink, and what an opportunity for somebody to, if I could use the word, assassinate the president, the Pharaoh, the king, by eating something or drinking something. And obviously we're going to find out through this story that that's what happened. Something happened, and they found out there was a plot against Pharaoh, and they were going to determine, well, was it the food or was it the drink? So he threw both of these guys who was in charge of this into the prison. Interesting. They had offended the king, and that was the reason they couldn't, even though the Bible doesn't say exactly, somehow they were involved in probably trying to take the life of Pharaoh. Now, it's interesting, verse number 2, they said they were officers. And we looked at that last week about Potiphar, where he was an officer. Again, we mentioned that any of these officers were made eunuchs who were in high places in the king's cabinet, if you will. Why were they made eunuchs? Well, they were made eunuchs so that they could focus all of their attention and loyalty to Pharaoh, and they wouldn't be trying to hobnob with the king's harem, you know, try to slip in, you know, I won't go into all, but that's the purpose of it. He didn't worry about the officials fooling around with his property because he made them eunuchs. They were totally dedicated to Pharaoh. Well, it's interesting. In verses 3 and 4, we see the captain of the guard is in play here. Who's the captain of the guard? Potiphar. Isn't it interesting? We see Potiphar in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1. He's the captain of the guard. Okay, so Potiphar has placed Joseph already in prison. There's a keeper of the prison, but Potiphar's in charge of all of this. Are you following? So when they put the butler and the baker in prison, Potiphar tells Joseph, who he knows Joseph very well, obviously, he says, I want you to be in charge of these guys. It's interesting how this story just flows, and a lot of people miss this, but he was different. I'm just saying, the captain of guard was different than the keeper of the prison. Okay, and Joseph, during this short time, got to know the baker and the butler because he was placed in charge of them. Now, verses 5 through 8, and they, the baker and the butler, dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, the same night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in to them in the morning and looked upon them and said, behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? What's wrong with you? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray. Now, before we go any further, isn't it interesting? God again put Joseph in a place where Joseph was an interpreter of dreams. By the way, the interpreter of dreams kind of got him in trouble in the first place. That got him thrown in the pit. Remember the brothers and how Joseph interpreted two dreams earlier when he was back in the house of his father. His first dream was when the sheaves would bow down to him, you know, the wheat. And he said, the brothers are going to bow down to me. And then the second dream, this moon and the stars. And he said, even Dad, you know, and is all going to bow down. Remember the story there. So he was interpreter of dreams, and God gave him that ability to do that. Well, follow along, and a few years later, here's the butler and the baker. They have dreams, and it bothered them all night long. By the way, you ever have a dream that bothered you? And just, yeah, okay. I was going to mention some things about some dreams, and I'll mention in just a minute about some dreams. Anyway, they had dreamed some dreams, and it bothered them, and Joseph came in the next morning. Fellas, why are you so sad? What's going on? Well, they told him, we dreamed a dream, and we don't know what it means. And neither does nobody else. And Joseph simply says, these dreams are from God. I can interpret them from you. Now, he wasn't setting himself in a matter of pride, but he knew God had given him a gift. And he knew if he would pray, God would allow him to interpret the dreams of the butler and the baker. Remember, Joseph's brothers called him a dreamer in Genesis 37, 19 and 20, when he was coming to check on the brothers. You know, they were tending the sheep, and they were about to throw him, and they're already plotting what to do with Joseph. Here comes that dreamer, and they throwed him in the pit, and they said, well, let's see if his dreams come true now. You know, well, it's interesting. Joseph had two dreams regarding his and his family's future. In Scripture, God certainly did speak through dreams, no doubt about it, and revealed himself and his plan to individuals. And I listed a few here, just a few. Genesis chapter 20, verse 3, he appeared to Abimelech. In chapter 28, verse number 12, he appeared to Jacob. Remember the Jacob's ladder, the story there. He appeared to him in a dream. Again, in chapter 31, in verse number 11, appeared to Jacob. Even to lost people, Laban, in chapter 31, verse number 24. Remember when God appeared to Laban in a dream, okay? Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6. So God appeared to Saul in a dream. And Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus, well, God appeared to Joseph in a dream, Matthew chapter 1, verse number 20, through an angel. But however, not every dream is a revelation from God. Let that sink in. Today, our dreams are not revelations from God, okay? And I've put a note here. If you have a dream, it's a bad dream, you think it's a revelation or something, it's probably just from bad pizza you had the night before. Our revelation today comes from the Word of God, okay? I won't go, it's a whole other subject, but people today are built on dreams and experiences. Again, I just saw something in the headlines here this past week about a doctor who somebody came back from life there, but while they were dead, the patient woke up and told this doctor the experience. They went to heaven, saw all these things, and the patient woke up and told the doctor all these things. Well, I hate your word skeptic. I just don't believe those things. Just don't believe it. Why not, preacher? Well, I'm not saying that when people are close to death, they don't see things. I'm not saying they don't see. I've never been there. I've never experienced this. I just know what Bible teaches us. And one great example of this is the Apostle Paul. He died. They stoned him. He went in Lystra, remember? He went to heaven. He said, I went to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but I know I was there. Okay? And he saw some things that he said later, it is not lawful for me to utter.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more lessons like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.